When your heart is out of it, that's when it's time to get out of the game.
At the 42, running left into Bills territory to the 40.
Your heart has to be in it to run into other human beings full speed.
Snap, they run it to Matt Forte up the right side. He bangs in. Touchdown! Touchdown, Bears!
When you entered the league in 2008, could you have ever imagined all of this happening to you?
Imagine? No, but I kind of expected it out of myself. I've been like that since young, and I've always been driven. My parents they brought me up that way, whether it was in school or sports or whatever it was in, to accomplish, you know, above and beyond what people expect of you, and I always expect more of myself anyway.
You're always in better shape than you were the year before because you continue to work at it, and you're defying a lot of the NFL mentality that you can't do that over the course of your career.
My saying this year I kind of came up with was that I'm like a fine wine,
yeah.
You know, because wines get better with time. So, you know, the cliche thing about to say about running backs, and sometimes it's true, you know, guys getting their seventh, eighth year in the league and they've taken a lot of carries and they start to slow down. I wanted to silence all the questions about that. You know, that's why I try so hard and work so hard to continue to have a routine where I don't want my play to slack.
You're chasing numbers that you personally don't have any interest in right now, but after your career is over, you might look back and say, wow, I did all that, but you know, you're number two in everything, and you have a chance at a couple of Walter Payton's records.
Mm-hmm.
What would it mean to you just to say, hey, I tracked down the greatest of all time, at least in something? I don't know. You may be able to stay in the... Are you going to play 13 years?
I hope so.
You want to?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, especially for this organization. You know, that'd be a great thing to do, Walter Payton. You know, same position, you know, just being mentioned among the guys, a guy's name like that is, you know, good enough. But that's a goal of mine, is to continue to play, you know, as long as a guy like that did, and, you know, at a high level, too.
Are you at a great point in your life overall?
Yeah, I am. Got a beautiful wife and, you know, two kids, and, you know, it's great being a dad. And it's just, you know, God's blessed me, you know, throughout my entire career, not only, you know, on the football field, but off the field with, you know, my family life too.
You seem very serious. We know you're soft-spoken, but you're a hilarious guy. You're very witty, very funny. Players love you. Teammates love you. The media probably doesn't get a true appreciation for what you're all about. Is that one of your hidden gems, so to speak, in your sense of humor?
Yeah, I think so, because, you know, the media has so much access to us that, you know, it's almost that some stuff isn't, you know, sacred or anymore, or you know, kept to ourselves that we can have. So, just like how the locker room is, you know, nobody knows that except the people who are in the locker room, my teammates and stuff, and you know, how we are, the jokes that we play, and pranks that we play on people. So, it is a little, you know, a little bit of a gem, because that's what guys. You know, when guys leave the game, they never really talk about the games they played or how many yards they had. They always talk about, you know, the fun they had with their teammates in the locker room.